Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Some Cochrane reviews assess the accuracy and usefulness of diagnostic tests. Carlo Amendolia from the Institute for Work and Health in Toronto, Canada, describes such a review for diagnosing patients whose back pain is radiating into their legs.
About one in every three patients with back pain, about 30%, have pain that radiates into the lower leg. In a small proportion of these patients, the problem is caused by a herniated disc, in which a bulging or protruding disc in the spine is touching the nerve roots. We examine the research that has been done in ways to identify that this is the cause of the leg pain. In primary care or general practice, a physical examination of the patient combined with the information given by them is the most important diagnostic tool. However, diagnosing the cause of back pain that radiates into the leg is not easy, especially in primary care where the prevalence of this condition is not so high. Doctors need to identify the few patients with herniated discs among the many without one using fairly simple tools such as the symptoms and signs reported by the patient and a physical examination. We wanted to find the elements of this examination which are helpful for identifying those patients whose symptoms are caused by a herniated disc. Unfortunately, so little research has been done in primary care in this area that we were not able to achieve this. We included a total of 19 studies in our Cochrane review. The quality and the size of these studies varied widely. The smallest had 71 patients, while the largest had just over 2,500. There was only one study in primary care, which was the setting we most wanted to investigate. Nearly all the studies were carried out in patients who had been referred for surgery. They have a much higher probability that their symptoms are caused by a herniated disc, and it is much easier to identify a herniated disc if 70 to 80% of the patients being tested have one, which is usually the case after referral for surgery. The results from these hospital-based studies cannot, therefore, be directly translated to other settings or populations. The studies in our review had looked at a wide range of tests including tendon reflexes, sensory deficits, forward flexion, and extension tests. The results show that no single test can reliably discriminate between patients with and without a herniated disc. A combination of tests is likely to do better, but few research studies have investigated the possible combinations. This does not mean that all the tests evaluated to date are useless. In practice, a test is never done on its own. Doctors will usually combine information about the patient, such as their age and the type of work they do, characteristics of the back pain, such as how long they've had it and how severe it is, and what they find in the physical examination. With this in mind, and given the research that we did find, it is clear that we need more evidence to know which tests are most helpful. We need new studies, and these should be done with patients in primary care, because this is the setting in which the patient's history and physical examination are the most important diagnostic tools. When such studies have been done, we will add them to the review, and we should then be able to help doctors choose the best ways to identify patients with and without a herniated disc.
This diagnostic test accuracy review and future updates as new research becomes available can be found at www.thecochranelibrary.com.